4333121. Let's go back to our calls now. Good morning, Bob. Go ahead, please.
Good morning, Wayne, and good morning, David.
Good morning.
I'm somewhat at a loss. I can't seem to grasp some of the specific nature of what it is, Mr. Warren, that you are trying to convey to us here. So what I would like to ask as the first of my two general questions is, what is it specifically that you regard as a major issue of the Constitution at this time?
The single major overriding issue would be a procedural one. Things ought not to be done as they're being doing, as they're being done.
So you do not then object to the substance and content of the Constitution, is that correct?
Oh, I do object to the substance and content of it in many ways, too. But you asked me which was the single overriding issue, and I would say the way in which it's being done.
Okay. Then I would have to redirect my question to ask you, what would it be that you object to regarding the substance of the Constitution?
Well, we discussed property rights.
Yeah, but get into the nitty-gritty, though. You're upset about the rights package generally, aren't you?
Yes, in fact, there's such a sort of list of things that one could get into. Perhaps one way I could put it is that the Bill of Rights in many ways seems to pretend greater government interference in all levels of Canadian life, legal, economic, political.
Well, I certainly agree with you on that point. So what I am assuming then that you object to the absence of property rights being put into this Constitution. Is that correct?
Yes.
Is property rights, is that in the American Constitution, do you know offhand, David?
I think so.
Yes, it is.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
It is the right...
Do you think that... Go ahead.
It is the right to life, to liberty, and to property.
When I said right, liberty,
happiness,
pursuit
the enjoyment
of
property.
Pursuit of happiness, isn't it?
In the pursuit of happiness.
And to enjoy property?
That's right.
Do you think that we're going to lose our property if this thing goes through?
Are you speaking to me?
But both of you.
I personally think that property rights, as the new Constitution proposes to bring into being, would suffer a serious setback in this country.
In what respect, though, Bob?
In what respect? That's a good question.
I know.
Right now, we see it manifesting itself on the top of the economic ladder. For example, the immediate property rights that are being, shall we say, eliminated would be the property rights as pertaining to large corporations, you know, anyone in the essential services or essential product who creates an essential service or product is really seriously having their property rights eroded, and hence we are discovering that, lo and behold, we're having an oil shortage. We are having a number of problems.
But don't these resources belong to the people?
Now, that is the exact question that has to be resolved. To whom do the resources belong? By natural right, one would assume that resources belong to those who produce them. As Mr. Warren pointed out in the beginning of the show quite correctly, that oil that sits in the ground is of no use to anyone until someone takes it upon themselves to get that oil out.
Right.
When we speak of resources, and we have to be very careful here, the most important resource that any nation has is its people. And when we hear Mr. Trudeau or any politician speaking about controlling resources or controlling any other aspect of our economy, what he really means is that he's controlling people.
But who puts Mr. Trudeau where he is?
Who put Mr. Trudeau where he is?
Yeah.
The Canadian electorate.
Oh, okay.
I don't deny that. I could say the same thing for any leader in any country. Doesn't mean that what they're doing is just or that what they're doing is right or what...
Well, here we're getting into an old question that goes back to at least as far as de Tocqueville. It's a kind of tension between democracy and freedom. There are times in which democracy, becoming unconstrained, begins to press upon individual liberties.
Well,
the rule of the majority becomes so great that the minority is told how to live its life.
Well, as I have always maintained, democracy works only in a free country and not in a socialized country.
Mm-hmm. There is such a thing as a totalitarian democracy and relatively free dictatorships, I would say, at the extremes.
That is possible, yes. But in the context of democracy, democracy should work within certain limits and confines, and that is precisely what I believe a constitution should establish. For example...
Sounds pretty American to me.
Is that relevant, if it's American, or if it's...
Well, it would be relevant for me. I mean, the country is Canada, not the United States. We have our own national entity here.
Well, that is correct, but the point I'm trying to create here is about democracy. I just read something written by Brezhnev, of all people, where he praises democracy to no end, and I sit
here... He's one of the great Democrats.
Pardon?
He's one of the great Democrats.
Yes.
But he doesn't mean what we mean.
Well, that's precisely why we have to have a constitution that spells out so that every Canadian, every 20 million of us, or however many there are, can understand what that constitution means.
So you're in favor of the rights package?
Not the rights package as it is amended by Mr. Trudeau right now. Mr. Trudeau has a different right established for different groups.
Mm-hmm.
It's a problem of putting it positively instead of negatively. When you have a Bill of Rights, you say positively, this is what you're allowed to do, implying that anything that's not listed there, you're not allowed to do. If you put it the other way around and simply say, these are the things you're not allowed to do, as an effort was made in drafting the American Constitution to do, the implication is that anything else is entirely up to you. And so I'm in favor of putting laws down in negative terms rather than positive.
Okay, we'll have to leave it there. Thank you, Bob.
Okay, Wayne.
4333121 is the number. Let's talk with Gene now. Good morning, Gene.